Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, we thank you once again that we have the breath of life inside of us and that we've made a conscious decision to be here in church today. Father, we know that you're going to reward that as we're going to open up the service here now with just music and worship and praise. We're just going to lift your name higher. And Father, we ask that you just help us to worship in spirit and in truth, to set aside everything that would just be weighing us down, and to be able to focus and press in on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Love so mighty and so true, there is my soul's best songs, faithful loving service to him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me. Completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea, billows his will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Love lifted me, love lifted me. Could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help, love lifted me.
Amen.
Atoning blood, he ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second claim, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus. He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. All the hosts of hell march in to make a second claim. They all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus. He signed my deed with his atoning blood. He ever lives to make his promise good. When all the hosts of hell march in to make a second claim, they all march out at the mention of his name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He
have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have put on my sackcloth. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. And girded me with gladness. To the end my glory makes it praises to you. And not be silent. Oh Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever. You have turned my mourning into dancing for me. You have put off my sackcloth. Have turned my mourning into dancing for me, and girded me with gladness. To the end my glory makes it praises to you, and not be silent. Oh Lord my God, I will give thanks unto you forever.
Hallelujah.
Enjoying the songs this morning?
Yes, Lord.
I got some good news for you. We got more.
My glory and the lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory and lifter of my head. Hallelujah. My glory.
glory and lifter of my head. Amen. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory and lifter of my head. Hallelujah. My glory and lifter of my head. Amen. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. My glory and lifter of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. My glory and lifter of my head, hallelujah. My glory and lifter of my head, amen. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and lifter of my head.
Amen.
You'll find that in Psalm 3. Find that in Psalm 119.
greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. Greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. I want to know you more. I want to know you more. The greatest thing in all my life is knowing you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. I want to love you more. I want to love you more. The greatest thing in all my life is loving you. The greatest thing in all my life is serving you.
Unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, have it your way. Have it your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For the trial of our faith is more precious than gold that perisheth. Though it will be tried with fire, it will be found unto glory, unto praise, at the appearance of Jesus Christ our Lord, whom having not seen we love. And although we see him not, yet we shall rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. With joy unspeakable and full of glory, and we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Let it be joy unspeakable and full of glory in this body of believers today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and praise you for having it your way today. Let it be a glorious day. Let it be a day of victory. Let it be a day of celebration, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let the high praises of God in our mouth, and the two-edged sword in our hands, with our hands lifted up and our mouth full of praise, and with a heart of thanksgiving, we will bless thee, O Lord. We will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord. We are determined today to lift up the name of Jesus, to worship the name of Jesus, to praise the name of Jesus, to glorify the name of Jesus, to lift up the name of Jesus, for Jesus lifted us. And we want to thank you today that it's going to be a glorious day. It's going to be victory all the way. It will be joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And we are going to build this church upon the rock. Oh, we're going to build it upon the rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise his holy name. And no weapons formed against us shall prosper. And we want to thank you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your holy name. When Jesus assembled with them, He commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but they shall wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. And he continues saying, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and Samaria, and the utmost part of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, hallelujah. And when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, the wall with one accord in one place. Oh, praise his holy name. And suddenly came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Oh, it filled the house where they were sitting. Oh, praise you. Praise his holy name. And it appeared unto them cloven tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and started speaking with other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Hallelujah. O Lord, what happened 2,000 years ago, it can happen today. It can happen in this upper room. Oh, we all in one accord. We all in unity. We are all expecting. We came here with expectancy. Hallelujah. And we are expecting for the promise of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Nothing is impossible for you, Lord. And we want to thank you and praise you that we are expecting. We want to see a move of God as we never seen before. Oh, hallelujah. It will touch each and every person. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a revival in every person's heart. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let it be a move of God as we never seen before. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We love you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord, above the heavens. Thank you, Lord, for moving today. Thank you for anointing the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving him joy unspeakable and full of glory. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah Jireh, provider. We thank you, Lord, that we trust in you and for the finances. Trust in you for the finances of the church, for the finances of each individual, for the finances of each and every person that watches us in the webcast. We thank you, Father, for blessing every giver. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And as we are about to receive this offering, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for supplying every need today. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for a mighty victory, O Lord, in the finances of this church. And we bless you, we thank you, and we love you, Lord, and we lift your name higher and higher. Oh, praise your holy name. We pray, O Lord, that you anoint everyone that gives a testimony today. Anoint everyone that prays at the altar today. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, for victory. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, amen, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Resurrection Life of Jesus Church on March 18th, 2012. And I'm glad that you are here today with us and those of you that are watching us. And I praise God for you. I want to give you a bonus scripture to begin with. It's found in Galatians, the last chapter. That's Galatians chapter 6. And I want to give that scripture with it to begin with. And I want to give you one word, prevailing faith. Prevailing faith. And we read here from verse, now we know these scripture verses here. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for it's every man sowed as he does a reap. We know that. For he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit, shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. Now, you know we want to do some good seeding. But I want you to see now the next verse. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, I'm going to be sharing with you some things in the weeks to come. But I want to talk to you just a few moments about faith. Now, when we came to Christ, my wife and I, back in 65, we had faith to be saved. And later on, we got faith, and we joined the Southern Baptist Church in Salt Lake City. And we had faith to work for the Lord, to do things. We had faith. And later on, as I surrendered to Christ, we went full-time in the ministry, I now had to get faith for money. And that has been tough. It was so easy to have a job, get a check the 5th or the 20th every month, and having a pension set up and everything else, and then suddenly your paychecks came whenever God supplied you. Had faith. Now, after almost 40 years of this, I thought I knew what faith is. Okay? Would you hear me now? I thought I knew what faith is. But I've never learned what prevailing faith is. And that word just came to me this morning. I was sitting here. Prevailing faith is when your boat goes under the water, and suddenly everything you have learned is not working. Throwing the demons out, praying for this, praying for that, and wave after wave is just washing over you. And you scream, where is God? Jesus, where did you go? I learned prevailing faith. You don't learn prevailing faith reading a book. You don't learn prevailing faith reading the Bible per se. You learn prevailing faith when you're in the midst of the storm and you think nothing is going to work. And then suddenly you find that Jesus has been there all the time. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, I didn't like that. I don't like due season. I like season now, yesterday. But in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. I believe as we're coming into the end times, we're going to have that kind of faith. You know, it is one thing to have problems, you know, with yourself, in your own family. And the devil is very rude, crude, and evil. He gives other people problems. And then you get the calls coming in, you know, we got problems here and problems there and problems there, you know. And you simply say, well, I'm already threading water, you know, I'm already just barely making it. I don't need any more problems. And that is when you have prevailing faith. When you simply says, I'm going to make it. We are going to make it. And let us not be weary in due season, weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. Praise the Lord. We're going to have our prayer time. And we didn't get, I got a couple of here, three of them here. First of all, I want to read this so I don't get too excited. We've had a beautiful week of rain in Northern California. You folks living around different parts of the world, it might rain a lot where you live, but we don't usually have rain. This week, we had the rains. And for this, we are praising God. 2 weeks ago, the forecast was telling us there was no rain in sight. And then God told his angels to move the jet streams and bring rain to us. Let us praise God for every drop that God has given us in this round. And since he will bring in more rain and more snow to make sure that we have ample supplies this year. So let's really praise God for that. Might have been cold, might have been wet, but hallelujah, we got the rain and the snow. The price of oil continued to stay flat for another week, and the price dropped with 34 cents. So whoever prayed last week, your prayer was worth 34 cents. Ended up at $107.06 per barrel. The saber rattling in the Middle East is the excuse for the speculating world government to keep the price high and rake up a profit. Let us understand one thing. The price of food is rising, and in third world nations, it means that more people are going to starve since they can't afford a rising food price due to higher oil prices. Now, for us, we have to pay more money for gas, which means we have less money for other things, luxury. We still have money for food. But in Africa and other places, they starve. There's no food at all as the prices go up. This is more than people going hungry. They're dying of starvation. Prayer is needed, and God expects us to pray for the people who are poor and cannot keep up with the prices the speculators want. And then, our finances. We need to pray for our finances as we have finished 2/3 of the month of March. So far, the giving has been better than in a long time, but in order to sustain the momentum, we need to pray that God will move on His people to finish this month strong, so we will not have another crisis. We still have part of the rent unpaid, and we are short 50% of the money for taxes, which must be paid on April the 15th. We are now down to 50%, but there was a time we were up, we only had 10% in. We have 50% in, but we need the rest of it. Now, some of you watching us, and I don't want to take time to say this. You're simply saying, well, they got a church in Sacramento. Yeah, we got a church, but it is a small church. It's a lean and mean church. We hate the devil. We dish out a lot. But this is not a large church. I do not drive Bentleys, Cadillacs, whatever they have with luxury cars, Rolls Royces now. You know, these are the luxury, upper luxury. I don't drive them. I don't even have a catalog of them. I don't even think about them. And so when you're sitting in whatever country you're sitting, you says, well, why should I, in my country, send money to your country to pray for this? Well, we need help with a webcast. That costs money. We're coming your way, and we need help to pay for that. Now, every one of you that are watching me, you live in a house, and you got an electric bill to pay every month. You also have a heating bill if it is natural gas or whatever you have, oil. But you have a heating bill to pay every month. And if people says, well, you know, why don't you pay it once in a while? Well, you pay it once in a while, they're going to cut your service off. And if we tell the utility companies here, well, people think, you know, in Europe on our place, we are so rich, you know, so whenever we get some money, we will pay you once in a while. You know what our utility company will tell us? You know what we're going to do? Pull the plug. Boom. Go black. We got to pay the bills. So please stay with us month after month after month, because we got monthly needs. And I really appreciate that. So with that, prayer warriors, come on up.
Father God, I have been thanking you all week, and I want to thank you again publicly for the rain that we got this week, Lord.
Amen.
We needed it desperately. And at times I looked outside, and it was a real frog choker. And it was really coming down. So we just praise your name for that. And I actually drove over to the river and saw a massive amount of water coming in. So I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you for more rain, another good week of rain, Lord, that our reservoirs could be filled, and the farmers will have what they need, Lord. So it is with great thanks that we thank you for what we received last week and what we are going to receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, I also thank you for the rain that we had this week, last week. I also pray, Lord God, that you will send much more rain and snow and just cover California and what we need to have to get through this year. Lord God, I also praise you and thank you for the oil prices coming down. And I ask you, and Lord God, I pray that you will just continually send those prices plummeting. And Lord, that your will be done. And I pray for repentance in America. Lord, that people will turn to you and that they will see that there is no alternative in this life but to focus upon Jesus Christ. And Lord, that's the ultimate salvation of truth in this world, is to keep our eyes on Jesus and to know that He is the way, the truth, and the light. And no man cometh unto the Father but through Jesus Christ. And I just thank you, give you all the praise and honor and glory for this day, Lord, and give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank and praise you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, you are provider. You are the God that shall supply all our needs. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are going to supply the needs of everyone that is watching us through the webcast. We pray, O Lord, that all our friends that have sent gifts to us, we pray, O Lord, that you bless them mightily. And thank you, Lord, that, O Lord, you give that desire to other people as well, O Lord, to send to this ministry. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, and we can never outgive you. No matter how much we give, no matter how often we give, we can never outgive you. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for blessing everyone that gives to this ministry. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that they will have exceedingly, abundantly, above all that they ask or think, according to the power that works in them. And Lord, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you that you are the provider. And sometimes, oh Lord, we may be, oh Lord, in a difficult situation financially. But, oh Lord, you turn things around. And you meet every need there is. And we bless you and thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the provider. You are the our source. You are the one that are the reward of them that diligently seek you. You are also the one that no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for touching your people, Lord. For, oh Lord, meet in every need who there is. And we give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, I just want to thank you for all of the answers to prayer that you have been giving. Lord God, we just bless you and praise your name because we can come to you. We have someone to turn to. We don't have to tell people our problems because we need to tell people about you, and we tell you our problems because you're the only one that can take care of them. You're the only one that can help us through them. You're the only one that can give us the inspiration, the courage, the strength, and the total faith that we need to survive in this world and to be a blessing to other people. Father, help us to recognize the assignments that you give us, recognize the opportunities that we have to lead people to you and not to pass any up, because there are so many people flooding into hell, and it's so tragic, Lord. It's so grievous that to see people just flaunting their way through life and then falling into that pit. Father God, we have to have a heart for people. We have to care. Please give us that heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, this is the praise report. We speak of this often. I can't think of the verse because I got up here and heard everybody else's prayer, and I lost my train of thought there. But we know that God creates and does miraculous things, and it's never the way we think it should be. That's the verse I was shooting for, but you understand what I'm saying. Now, we pray for oil all the time, for oil prices. And so a lot of times you think, well, it's getting to be a little old. We pray for oil prices, and we know the conspiracy, and forget all of that. But I believe that God brings out technology at the time we need it the most, whether it be the railroad and all the way up to electronics. And right now, it appears that our prayers are answered, but they're answered in a different way because there's some advanced technology now for the acquisition of oil that is already underway. You don't hear about it in the news in America, but there's little points of prosperity all over the United States creeping up where people have jobs, values are going up, salaries are going up, parts of Texas, parts of Pennsylvania, North Dakota, all over because of this new technology. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that in May, not too far from now, May is the season for oil drilling, and I thank you that this new technology is going to bring the new prosperity to America and to Western Europe as well. And so I thank you that you answer prayers in ways that we could not have foreseen. So we're looking forward to May. And Lord, I thank you right now and ask you for healing prayer for James Pollard back in Kentucky and his wife, Janetta. They have been very faithful, Lord. They were the spokespeople for the anti-abortion thing in Florida for years and took all the heat that that brings. And he's suffering with diabetes now. So I pray right now for his miraculous healing and for hers as well in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I lift up to you Dorothy Spikerman, one of the greatest missionaries we've ever known and teachers. I pray that you would heal her legs and her other capacities that are failing so that she can complete the book that she's wanted to get out and to the world for the last 15 or 20 years. Well, I thank you for all these things. I thank you for renewing my strength like the eagles. I thank you for the pastor's message last week. Amen. And as if that wasn't good enough, well, today we were really hit with the fire, and I appreciate that very much. And thank you, Lord, for answering these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now these prayers on the altar. Smoke is coming up before you, and in due time they will be answered, every one of them. And we bless you, we praise you right now, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Okay, good morning, or good afternoon. If you have a testimony you'd like to share, I have a quick testimony myself. I'm thankful to hear this message because it is exactly what I've been going through. A lot of stress and anxiety, you know, and the devil wants to keep pumping it into your mind, you know, to get you to dwell on it and take ownership of it. So this week I had to be really praying, you know, a lot on my own behalf and asking God. Basically, my prayer was this: let your peace wash over me. Let your peace wash over me, time and again. And his peace has washed over me. And then the enemy will come back again. And then I had to many skirmishes, in other words, this week over issues. And that's the bottom line. I couldn't make it without him. That was my final analysis. You know, I had to have the peace of God on me. And I could not fathom what it would be like to be without that. Yeah, because I've had it for so long. But I had to get an extra dose of peace this week. Okay, any more testimonies? Going to go ahead and close. Father God, thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for our many blessings. And we thank you for the music, Lord, and the songs that were chosen today. There were some great messages in them. We thank you for safety for everyone as they go their way, Lord. We know it's crazy out on the highways, and you continually protect us. And we thank you for opportunity to give the gospel this week. Nobody will be able to hear it unless you give them ears to hear. And so I thank you, Father, for opening the hearts and minds of the people to receive the gospel, because we are willing to give it. And I thank you, Father, for just blessing each and every individual that took time out of their day today to come and do the right thing and to be in your house. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Save a wretch like me. precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew Him, and all my love is to Him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about His healing, of His cleansing power revealing, how He made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory.